There are places in this world which defy all explanation. No matter how we try and quantify them, it seems that almost by design, the phenomenon there shift, making them impossible for us to measure or control. The desert landscape 400 miles south of El Paso, Texas, called Zona del Silencio, is unquestionably one of those places. Known for its history of bizarre meteorological occurrences and legends of strange beings, it's certainly not a place you would want to explore willy-nilly. Unfortunately, even though I prepared for this trip for months, I've been lost out here approximately 37 days, although it has been difficult to tell time. The days don't seem to follow the same pattern as the rest of the world. Sometimes the sun comes up, and then it'll come up again. It's been very hard to track. I came in a Jeep but was separated from it and haven't been able to locate it for days now. I've been walking for what feels like forever, but even when I mark my tracks and head in a stable direction, I always end up where I started. My backup phone charger is running low, and I've barely any water left. By the time you've actually heard this, I'd say it's likely I'm already dead. Police and search parties seem like they've given up. In fact, it was such a sad failure on their part that I'm pretty sure they'll block it from the news or anything else. Anyways, I suppose you're wondering how I ended up here. For the purposes of the story, I should inform you of one of the most well-known legends of the zone. That of the three tall blonde-haired strangers who were consistently seen wandering throughout the desert, with no vehicle and with clothes that don't seem appropriate for the terrain. Two of them are males and one is a kind-looking female. And they are always rumored to go to this specific farmland and drink from one particular well, for reasons unknown to anyone. A rancher who witnessed them doing this once claimed he asked where they were from, and they simply responded, "From above." These three individuals are where my interest in this area began. I used to study urban legends and strange historical phenomenon professionally, but since then, have gone off on my own to examine occurrences of personal interest. So anyways, I came out here looking for them, wanting to run tests to see if I could find out anything about their origins. Surprisingly, I did actually end up locating them. They were casually walking down the side of a deserted highway, deep in the zone, miles from any populated area, just like all the legends had mentioned. When my Jeep pulled up beside them, they all turned to me at once and put their fingers to their lips, gesturing for me to be quiet. I shrugged and quietly asked why, and they just pointed up to the sky. Eventually, I was given permission to scan one of them with a gamma counter, and found that he was highly radioactive. I wasn't sure if this was an accurate number or if it was just due to the strange anomalies that exist in the area with electrical devices. Either way, I immediately stepped away from him to avoid contamination. I then whispered, asking if they could take me to the ranch where they drink from the well. They paused and looked at me silently and once again put their fingers to their lips. Then they started walking, and I assumed asked me to follow. Eventually, we arrived at the ranch, and I started running tests on the well they drank from. It seemed to be emanating these strange ultra-low frequency waves called infrasound waves, which I could actually feel when touching the side of it. These are the kind of waves that are highly effective for long-range communication, especially through deep space. The three individuals then began this strange ritual around the well, where they poured water onto each other very quietly and made sure they didn't drop a single drop onto the ground. Then two of them turned and walked out into the desert and didn't look back. The kind woman looked at me in the eyes and reached down into the well and grabbed one drop of water and touched it to my head. I cannot describe to you how incredible this felt, but I'm certain that it's the only reason I'm still alive now. It was like the feeling you get after a good workout, only times 100. She then gestured to me the number 1 with her finger, communicating that that was all I was allowed. Then she turned and walked out into the desert with the others, and I haven't seen any of them again since. I guess my scientific mind's always gotten me into trouble, which is why at that point I made the greatest mistake of my entire life. I decided to collect a little more water in a piece of Tupperware and try to get it back to my Jeep for more testing. Immediately as I took the water, these twisted, rotting hands bursted out from the ground around the well and began to grab at my legs and feet. The sky darkened and I started to hear a deep, all-encompassing pulsing coming from the sky. One of the hands grasped at my leg and pulled me down, causing me to drop the water I'd collected on the ground. I pulled myself away from the hand and noticed that surrounding me in every direction, just above the horizon, were these enormous faces in the sky with no eyes. And the weird thing was that their faces looked terrified. These drops of water started to drip from above into the well in a repetitive, precise fashion, almost as if some sort of elemental timer had been triggered. The mouths of the faces began to droop open, and they began to wail, as if something incredibly tragic had happened. This went on and on until I couldn't bear it any longer and decided to run back to my Jeep. Only I couldn't find it. Something had changed after I had taken that water. It seemed that the entire area no longer abided by the laws of nature or even the rules of logic. I honestly don't know the possible ramifications of what I've done. Maybe the zone of silence was always meant to stay silent. Perhaps so that something from far beyond wouldn't hear. And to be honest, I don't even know if there's still a world out there that I'm speaking to right now. If there is, however, though, I know now that there are things in this world that are not meant to be meddled with by science, and I truly am sorry for what I've done.